the sea to rest it out. To any majesty, mighty Lord. Everything written about you is great. You are great, you are great. It's worthy to be praised. It's worthy to be adored. That is my life unto him. Who is like unto thee, oh my God?
abundant. God's will is like unto thee. You are glorious in holiness. You are fearful and precious. Just worship him. Just worship him. Say something good about your God. Thank him tonight. Thank his holy name. He's worthy to be praised. There is no like unto him. He's the beginning. He's the ending. The alpha and the finisher of our faith. The one that cannot change unchangeable gender. The alpha and the omega. Oh, Lord, you are the beginning and the ending. The lion of the tribe of Judah. The rose of Sharon. Father, we thank you. For your family, we say thank you very much. Over your children, we say thank you very much. Over your job, we say thank you very much. Over your condition, we say thank you very much. Open your other prayer, help us, etc. Say something good about God. Open your other prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Marike sete lebobo. Zinta libno seke lebo shotoria kamaba. Open your other prayer. The blessing is what the memory. Open your other prayer. Worship tonight. In the Lord. Tonight is tonight. Pray. Just bless his holy name. Over what you are passing through, say thank you, Jesus. In everything, we shall always give thanks. Open your other prayer. Thank you, Lord. Aha, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Just begin to worship him. Say something about God. Sing a song to worship the Lord. Open your mouth and pray in your own language. Don't sing any song to appreciate the Lord, to give up him. There are several thousands of people that have been killed this year for coronavirus. But you and I, our family are intact. Lift up your voice and worship him. It's worthy to be praised. Oh, we worship your majesty. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, yes, Lord. Ah, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. We will not worship you, worship you. Marry, can say, tell them, God is the life of precious. He enjoys your precious. Say something good about your God tonight. Appreciate him. Say thank you to him. Over yourself, over your wife, over your children, over your circumstances. Say thank you, Jesus. For being able to breathe, we say thank you, Jesus. To go to toilet, say thank you, Jesus. Some people are in the mortuary now. Some people are about to die now. Intensive care unit. The Bible says, though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we fear no evil, for God is with us. Hope we want to pray for these wonderful promises. Just appreciate him. Be thou exalted in Jesus' name. We are praying. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Beloved, the Bible says, if we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and there is no truth in us. If you can faithfully, he's faithful and just, that he can hear our iniquities. Open your mouth and begin to tell God, ah, Father, in any way I've disappointed you, I mess upon me. Open your mouth and pray. Ask for forgiveness tonight. In the name of Jesus, no medicated soul can wash away sin, except the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, be merciful. Only one shall know for me. In the name of Jesus, it's not been worth of my righteousness. In by your grace alone. Open your heart and pray. Ask God for the grace. Thank God for the grace. Open your heart and pray. Aha! Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Yes, 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 yes. Father, we thank you for the grace tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you. We honor you, Lord. Be thou exalted. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Say, I put over my prayer tonight. Open by fire. Open your other prayer, prayer. Let your heaven open tonight. In the name of Jesus. Your heaven must open. In the name of Jesus. This year is running to an end. Your heaven must surely open. Thank God tonight. Father Lord, let my heaven open. Open your other prayer, 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 prayer. In the name of Jesus. Ah, rest Lord. Yes, rest Lord. Open your heart. My heaven must open. My heaven must open. My heaven must open. My heaven must open. You cannot play on earth close heaven. Father, tonight, O Lord, let my heaven open in the mighty name of Jesus. Let my heaven open and let your name be glorified in Jesus' name. We are prayed. The Bible makes us understand that for 21 solid days, Daniel was praying, but the heaven has been closed. There was a prince of Persia that withheld Daniel's answers to prayer. Many of us have been praying, you have been fasting, you have been asking God, God, when will my story change? There might be a prince of Persia somewhere. Until you declare the heaven open, the prayer answer might not come down. You are going to lift up your hand to the heavens. Say, by fire, by force. By the power in the name of Jesus, my heaven must open tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, declare your heaven open tonight. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. My heaven must open tonight. 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 In the mighty name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Father, I declare my heaven open. Every piece of pasture with holding answers to my prayer, release them now. Release my prayer. Release my answers. Release my answers. Release my answers. My heaven was open. I let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I have a word for somebody here. That if you can partake seriously in tonight's prayer, in the name that is above every other name, God, long time affliction is about to expire your life tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, as the affliction that you have been carrying for years is about to expire. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are going to lift up a voice and pray this one and clear. Shout this one with your maximum voice. Matthew chapter 11 verse 12. The Bible says from the days of John the Baptist, up till now, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And until when you are violent, you might not be able to possess your possession. You are going to lift up a voice and clear. There are many things that are wrong in our life. There are many things that God has not planted, but tonight I stand on Matthew 15 verse 13. He said, whatever my heavenly Father has not planted is about to be rooted out. You are going to pray like this. Say, anything that is wrong in my life, say anything that is wrong in my family, be corrected by fire. Open your mouth and pray the prayer. Father, Lord, I don't know what is wrong in my life. Anything whatsoever that is wrong in my life, in my family, Father, be corrected. Let them be corrected. Father, let them be corrected. Let them be corrected. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Aha! Yes, 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 yes. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Anything wrong in my life, they shall be corrected tonight. It shall be corrected tonight. In the name of Jesus, it shall be corrected tonight. Open your mouth and pray. Your glory must shout. Your glory must shout. You must testify. You must move forward. In the name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You are going to pray like this. Say this one without apologies to any power. Say any good door. Say any good door that need to open for my life to be better than this. There is somebody that need to that door that prayer much. I beg you in the name of Jesus. Nobody is looking at you. You are just on yourself, by yourself with God. And you are alone with the Almighty God. There are so many destinies tonight that is about to be transformed for good. There are so many delay that God will want to increase their speed. There are so many power that need to die for you to rise. In the name of Jesus, you are going to pray. Say, any good door that need to open for my life to be better than this. Open by fire. Pray. Help yourself tonight. Open. Don't joke with this prayer. This is the time your destiny I've been waiting for. Open your prayer. The number is open. In the name of Jesus, any good door that needs to be open for your life to be better than this. Father, let them be open. Let them be open. In the name of Jesus, the door must be open. Help yourself tonight. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I have a word for somebody that just prayed a prayer. That good door that the enemy has shut in your life. If your amen is loud and your faith is strong, in this month of divine surprise, I decree and I declare by the mandate of heaven that everyone was open, that door 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 was open. The Bible says in the book of Revelation chapter 3, that when I open the door, nobody can shut it. When I shut the door, nobody can open it. Therefore, tonight I decree to that you brother, I decree to that you sister, that door that God has ordained that should open this year, but the enemy has shut it. Tonight, in the name of Jesus, I declare the door open. 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 In Jesus' name, we are prayed. You are going to turn that to prayer again. I see some doors open tonight to somebody. The key that you need is the prayer that you are praying. If you cannot open the door, you can keep the door to open. You need to carry God along with you and thank God, Father, I cannot continue like this. My door must open. You are going to lift up a voice. Say, every good door, pray that prayer again, that has been shut against me. Hear the word of the Lord. out, open by fire. Prayer. The door will be open. Your life must move forward in the name of Jesus. The door will be open. Open your open. Aha! In the name of Jesus. Ah, thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I am a word for somebody here tonight. Before this year runs out, I don't know what the enemy has done in your life, but one thing is guaranteed. I decree by the mandate of heaven, he said, heaven and earth might pass away, but the word of God will never go unfulfilled. I stand on the authority in the name of Jesus. He said he has given us a name that is above every other name. At the mention of that name, every knee must bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Therefore, tonight, I have not come by my own power. I have come by the power of the Almighty Most High God. And I made a prophetic declaration that in the name that is above every other name, the door that we open, that people shall gather to celebrate you. If your heaven is loud, the door shall be open tonight. It shall be open. 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 The door of marriage is open already. The door of miracle baby is open already. The door of divine contract is open already. It doesn't matter the lockdown. I stand on the word of God that cannot be broken. In the name of Jesus, your way shall be open. By the power that parted the Red Sea, your door must be open. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray for yourself like this. I don't know the power that is planning to spoil somebody's good news. If your amen is loud and your prayer is hot, I want you to gather your strength to pray. The Bible says men ought to pray and not to faint. So if you are tired, please rise up and begin to pray. Right, pray this one loud and clear. Shout this up with an apology. Say powers that has determined to spoil my joy. You are a liar. I don't know the joy that God has set ahead of you. Every power that are determined to tamper with your joy, they shall be wasted. 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 Mommy, pray that prayer. Pray that prayer tonight. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Aha. That is it. Pray. In the name of Jesus, they shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. In the name of Jesus. Ah. Pray. In Jesus' name. We are prayed. To some of us, when we see our children, we are always very happy. They have a joy. They started small. They began to grow. And you see them grow. You are happy within yourself. Some of us are grandmother. Some of us are great-grandmother. Some of us are just fathers. Some of us are even single sister. You are seeing your children and you are happy. I decree by the mandate of heaven, any power that wants you to cry over your children, if your heaven is loud, the ground will open up and swallow them in the name of Jesus. They shall be swallowed. 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 So some of us, our children, our joy. Some of us, our job that we have, very fantastic pay, is our joy. Some of us, when we see our marriage working very well, we are always very happy. But let me tell you one thing. There are some powers that hate when you are doing good things in life. Whether you believe it or not, it doesn't really matter. But there are some powers that hate. And if you don't believe it, go and read Luke chapter 7 verse 1 to 11. The Bible talks about the woman called the widow of Nain. The widow of Nain, she was a widow. But lo and behold, this woman was a widow, husband was already dead. The only thing that is making her happy was the child. And the enemy came and tapped up with the life of that child. Thank God for Jesus that interrupted the coffin. I decree today, any power anywhere that want to tamper with the life of your children, if your heaven is loud, they shall be wasted tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, they shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. So our children can be our joy. But I don't know what is giving you joy. You are going to pray. Say any wicked power that want to tamper with my joy. You are a liar. Don't joke with the prayer at all. In the name of Jesus, every power that is determined to tamper with my joy, you are a liar. Da, 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 in the name of, that's it. In Jesus. Mighty name we pray. I have a word for somebody here. The foundational battle facing your marriage is about to expire. In the name of Jesus, it's about to expire. In the name of Jesus. Proverbs 23 verse 18. He said something clearly. He said, surely there is an end. And the expectation of the righteous cannot be cut short. I stand here as an oracle of the Most High God to declare to everyone under the sound of my voice that in the name that is above every other name, whether the enemy like it or not, you will end this year better than the way you started it. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will end this year better than the way you started it. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray this next one. I want to spend some few minutes. I've been led by God to pray against strange sickness towards the end of this year. I beg you in the name of Jesus, whether you are sick or not, don't worry about it. You cannot underpray, but you can overpray. You cannot overpray, sorry, but you can underpray. I beg you, please pray this prayer point seriously. Take it as if this is why you're here. Beloved, you escaped January to November. Some people are not happy about it. Some powers are not happy about it. They say, I wish this person has gone through due to coronavirus. But God still scale us through. No wonder the Bible says, 1,000 shall fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand. But they will not come near us. So they are not happy because you are going towards the end of the year. You are going to gather yourself to pray. Say, wicked powers that want me to end this year on a sick bed. You need to pray that prayer. There is somebody here, I beg you in the name of Jesus. Don't joke with this prayer. You lose your temple and temper and you pray it acidically. Remember what the Bible says from the days of John the Baptist. Up till now, the kingdom of God suffered violence. And until when you are violent, you might not be able to possess your possession. Matthew chapter 11 verse 12. You are going to pray like this. Say, wicked powers that has vowed that we end my year on the sick bed. You are a liar. Die. Open your mouth and pray the prayer. Da, 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 by fire. Da, by fire. Da, 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 by fire. Aha. Now you know why we are here. Pray for yourself. In the name of Jesus. Oh, put your mother, pray that prayer. Mommy, pray that prayer. You cannot end this year on a seabed. Never, never. I will not end this year on a seabed. My wife, my children, they will not end this year on a seabed. Oh, put your mother, pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Yes. We shall not end this year on a seabed. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus. Mighty name, we are praying. Say, arrows of strange sickness fired into my life. Bad fire! Pray. Send the arrow back to light. In the mighty name of Jesus. Arrow of strange sickness. Open your mouth. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Yes. Arrow must go back. The 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 arrow must go back. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. The arrow must go back tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. The arrow must go back tonight. Pray. Aha. That's why we're here. The arrow must go back. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are still going to pray. Say, arrow of terminal sickness. This one is terminal. Nobody planned for it. Arrow of terminal sickness. Let me tell you one thing. All the disease and sicknesses that we hear about, they are from the demonic kingdom. Genesis chapter 1 verse 31. He said, what God created was good. Very good. But whatever you say that is not good, the enemy has done this. I am praying for somebody here. Every sickness planted into your dream, in order to make you receive arrow of terminal sickness. Every sickness planted into your life that is making you cry day and night. Every sickness that is not manifested yet, in the name that is above every other name, Jesus Christ of Nazareth, if your amen is loud, I command the sickness to go back to sender. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh yeah, go back to sender, 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 in the name of Jesus, and let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. We are still praying against sickness. You are going to pray like this. Thank you, Jesus. Say this one loud and clear. Say, I shall not sleep the sleep of death. By the power in the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. I shall not sleep the sleep of death. Open your mouth and pray. My children, my wife, they will not see the sleep of death. My family over abroad, they will not see the sleep of death. Open your mouth and pray. Pray. In the name of Jesus, I shall not sleep the sleep of death. Pray for yourself. In the mighty name of Jesus, you need this prayer. I shall not sleep the sleep of death. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We pray in Job chapter 1 verse 1 to the end. Job chapter 1 verse 1 to the end. The Bible talks about a scenario of a man who is a righteous man. Who was a righteous man? A blameless man. He hates evil. But one thing that Job does is that constantly he makes sacrifice to the Lord in case his children has fallen into sin. But one day, a messenger came. The children were enjoying themselves in the whole house. They were all together. And that day, they were marrying, they were enjoying. Then there was a problem in that family. What happened? The house whereby the children gathered together, Job chapter 1, the house collapsed and killed all the children. I am praying for death, raising my voice to heaven on behalf of everyone connected tonight. In the name that is above every other name, you will not shed tears over your children. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not shed tears over them. 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 In the name of Jesus. All of them died that day, John chapter 1, and only one servant escaped. The servant came back and gave a satanic evil report to the master. I pray. Any wicked agenda for them to send evil person to you in order to give you evil report concerning your children, I scatter the agenda tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, I scatter the agenda tonight. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. We are going to pray. Say this one loud and clear. Say, any sickness in my life that is making life uncomfortable for me. That is the person that is sick now. Makas Otalaba. The Bible says, I sent his word and the word healed them. And he delivered them from their distresses. Psalm 107 verse 20. I am sending the word of God to everyone here, to every room connected to this prayer line, that they are hearing the sound of my voice. I declare by the mandate of heaven, in the name of Jesus, you will not die untimely. In the mighty name of Jesus, arrow of death will go back to sender. In the name of Jesus, no wonder the Bible says, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I fear no evil, for God is with me. I decree by the mandate of heaven, whoever wants you dead will replace you in the grave. In the mighty name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray, beloved. Some people, they don't plan to die on time. But when they get to the level of death, they say, well, it's better to go than to be suffering like this. I decree that in the day that is above every other name, every dream of death, you dreaming of those who are dead in your family, every arrow of death that will be fired to anyone on the sound of my voice, I don't know why you are dreaming about them, but tonight I stand as an oracle of the Most High God. I cancel the dream by the blood of Jesus. I cancel the dream by the blood of Jesus. I cancel the dream by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Somebody to pray this one like this. Say, any sickness in my life, assigned to send me to any grave. You are a liar, scattered by fire. Oh, yes, scatter tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter tonight. Aha! Help yourself tonight. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Aha! Yes, 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 yes. Help yourself, yourself, yourself. Help yourself tonight. The sickness must go back to center. It must scatter tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Aha! Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. I pray for somebody here. What you have been facing is constant failure at the edge of your success. But tonight, as the Lord liveth, thank God you have connected to this line. In the name that is above every other name. Every dream that you dreamt, each time you want to make progress in life, that is always canceling your breakthrough at the end of their success. Tonight I decree that dream shall backfire in the name of Jesus. From today, the power that is always canceling good news in your life, the power has been dealt with completely tonight in the name of Jesus. I prophesy to somebody's life here. Anyone taking your name and your picture from one altar to the other, anyone submitting your children's picture from one altar to the other, anyone that has tied you down by one demonic force or the other, in the name of Jesus, I pray for you tonight. In the name of Jesus, whoever take your name from one place to the other, arrow of God will strike them dead. In the mighty name of Jesus, arrow of God will strike them dead. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray, beloved. Psalm 11 verse 3, it said, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? Some of us came from a demonic foundation. Some foundation whereby that things are not working well there. You try to make it work, but it doesn't work. But tonight, surely there is an end. The foundational bondage is about to expire. If you gather yourself tonight and pray this one loud and clear, say generational bondage that has tied down my life. Yeah, the word of the Lord scattered by fire. Pray. Generational bondage. Open your hands and pray. Generational bondage, you cannot get anymore. Enough is enough. Oh, yeah, scatter. Oh, yeah, scatter. Oh, yeah, scatter. I need to move forward. In the name of Jesus, I must move forward. I must move forward. I must move forward. I must move forward. Pray for yourself. In the name of Jesus, pray for yourself now. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth. Pray. Aha! That is why we are here. That's why we are here tonight. Pray. In Jesus. Mighty them, we are praying. Thank you, Jesus. We are going to pray this next one. This night, we are just going to pray and share the little bit of word of God, because the word of God is powerful, sharper than two-edged sword. So we need to share the word of God. Pray this one for yourself, loud and clear. Say this one without apology to any power. Say anything standing like the wall of Jericho between me and my next level in life. You need to pray that prayer. I've killed and scattered Jericho. When the children of Israel got to the wall of Jericho, they were not too gentle. God said to them, walk, don't see anything, no. Walk around Jericho 7 times. After the 6th walking around, on the 7th day when you go around 7 times, all what you need to do, very simple, you make a loud noise. So it will be too dangerous for you to keep quiet at this level that we are at the moment. Because your Jericho is about to fall. Thank you, Jesus. Your Jericho is about to fall. I don't know what is standing like your Jericho. You are due to marry, and marriage is not coming for. It's like a Jericho. We want to go to school, but yet there is always blockage each time you step into it. It's a Jericho. You want to make progress in your academy, even in your workplace. You are just stand still and in a position. It is as a result of a Jericho. Today I stand as a prophet. Just like Joshua stood the other time. He declared to the children of Israel, he said they shall march forward. And I decree today, as you pray this dangerous prayer, anything standing like a wall of Jericho that does not want your life to move forward, they shall collapse by fire. 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 In the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to lift up a voice and pray. Say, everything standing like the wall of Jericho. Between me and my promised land. Hey, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Scatter them tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, scatter, 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 scatter. God of Elijah, scatter the Jericho, 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 scatter the Jericho. Oh, put your water prayer. Oh, yeah, scatter, scatter. In the name of Jesus, the Jericho must scatter, the Jericho must scatter, the Jericho must scatter, the Jericho must scatter, the Jericho must scatter. You must make progress, you must make progress, you must make progress. Oh, put your water. Pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Aha! Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, the Jericho has scattered. I see somebody moving forward. I see you collecting the key in the spirit realm. I see you dancing on the altar. I see you rejoicing amongst your people. I decree and I declare, any voice that say no to the realization of this prophecy, they shall be wasted by fire. In the mighty name of Jesus, Joshua said, after the Jericho collapsed, he placed a curse upon the city of Jericho. In Joshua chapter 6, verse 26, he said, as on today, whoever dare to raise the Jericho up again, he said, with his firstborn, he will lay the foundation, and with his lastborn, he will erect the gate. And lo and behold, several years later, maybe about 400 years later, a man called King Hiel, in 1 Kings chapter 16 verse 34, the man just came innocently, not knowing that there was a curse from the prophet in place, and he decided to beautify Jericho. The Bible says, when he started beautifying the city, he looked at the city, he said, there should be this one there, there should be that one there. As he started beautifying the city, his firstborn died. Bam! Like that. He does not know there was a curse in place by the prophet. And again, when he was about to erect the gate, his lastborn died. Bah, that is the power of a prophet. Beloved, don't offend the prophet of God. Look at Elisha. When the people, when after he received the double portion of anointing from Elijah, the Bible said there are some children, 42 of them, they were mocking him. Ah, look at this bad head prophet. Look at this prophet and his bad head. The man just received power. He wanted to test the power. He commanded the sheep, yeah, two of them. He said, eat the 42 children were eating one day. Why? Because there is power in the voice of a prophet. Beloved, what am I talking about? Joshua place a curse that day. Whoever revisit to build Jericho, he said, with his firstborn he will lay the foundation, with his last body will re-educate. I am standing as a prophet tonight in the name that is above every other name. Any power, any personality that want to revisit affliction in your life, any power, any personality that say your life will never go forward, any power, any personality that want to tie down your glory, any power, any personality that say your glory will not shine, any power, any personality that want to tamper with the love of your children, hear the word of the Lord, ever will strike them dead. In the mighty name of Jesus, they shall be wasted, they shall be wasted, they shall be wasted. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray this. Three prayer points before we go to the scripture. You are going to pray like this. Say, every arrow of constant disappointment, that am fired into my life, I command you to go out. That's the prayer point. There is a particular sister that needs this prayer. Constant disappointment. It's an arrow fired when you are sleeping. That's why Jesus Christ said, he said, while men slept, the enemy came and saw tears among their wheat and went their way. So what the enemy has planted, you are about to cast to them tonight. Thank you, Jesus. You are going to pray for yourself without any apology to any power. Say, arrow of constant disappointment, fire into my life. Fire! pray. You must move forward this time around. Enough is enough. You must move forward. This year is almost running to an end. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth. Aha. That is it, right. In Jesus. Mighty name, we pray. I want to pray for somebody here. The power that say your battle will never end. If as the Lord liveth, if your amen is loud, that power shall be destroyed. In the mighty name of Jesus, I declare, power waiting for your day of glory to strike you down. In the name of Jesus, they shall die suddenly. In the mighty name of Jesus, I prophesy to somebody's life. In the name that is above the running, every gate that need to be lifted up for your testimony to manifest, that gate shall be lifted up tonight. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Pray this one more, then we'll go to the scripture. Say this one loud and clear. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. I am due to be celebrated. Step into much. I'm due to be celebrated. Father, please step into my case. Oluwa, step into my case. Ayeraye, step into my case. Onanu, step into my case. This year is running to an end, O Lord. Father, step into my case tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, step into my case. 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 Pray. Father, step into my case. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name. We are praying. Amen. 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 In Jesus' name. Let's open the Bible quickly. Thank you, Jesus. To the book of 2 Kings. I want everybody to get the Bible ready. I'll see if I can share the screen. 2 Kings. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. 2 Kings chapter 6. Thank you, Lord. The title of my short message tonight is called, Oh God, Restore My Missing Axe. Oh God, what did I say? Restore what? My missing axe. I want everyone to listen very carefully to this short message. Restore my missing axe. I want to believe strongly that there's somebody listening to me tonight, there is something missing in your life. And that's why God has packed this message. So that all that you need for your joy to be full, if by the time we finish this message, is about to be delivered to your hand. In the name of Jesus. In 2 Kings chapter 6 verse 1, the Bible says, and I read, thank you Jesus. He said, and the sons of the prophet said to Elisha, he says, see now, the place where we dwell is too small for us. They are not ordinary people. They are sons that are learning to become a prophet. And please, let us go to Jordan. And let every man take a beam from there. Let us make there a place for us where we may dwell. So the man of God answered them. He said, go. I pray. Any form of enlargement that need to happen in your life this year, before 31st of December 2020, I decree you shall go enlarged. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will increase. In the name of Jesus, the source of the prophet looked at, the way we are living is too small. How can a family, for example, of about 10 of them living in room and parlor, it's too small. Something is wrong. They need an enlargement. He said, let us go. They want to make progress so that I can go to Jordan and make a bigger place for ourselves. Listen to me very well. Each time you want to make progress towards your destiny, the enemy is always packaging problem for you. No wonder, in verse 3, then one of the prophets, you know, the son said, he said, God, please consent to go with your servant. They knew that they might go alone and run into trouble. They needed the presence of Jehovah with them. They knew that this man of God is being used by God. They want to carry him along into it in the journey. Beloved, don't ever make progress within yourself without carrying God along with you. Let God be the lead. He said, trust in the Lord. Lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. You need to carry God's presence with you. No wonder Moses said, God, he said, I should go and do this. I'm not going to unless your presence go with you. Beloved, tonight I decree, in the name of Jesus, throughout the rest of your life, the presence of God shall go with you. And the man of God, he answered and said, I will go. Then he went with them. When they got to Jericho and they came to Jordan, they began to cut trees, which was their mission. They were busy doing their work. You cannot be praying for enlightenment and be lazy at home. You must be busy doing something. You must do something. You might say, occupy till I come. You must do something. Don't just sit at home and say, Father, in the enlightenment coast. And if there is no enlightenment at all. I was teaching my student in my school, one of my A-level students recently. We talk about work done. For example, let me just digress. Work done is first times distance. If you carry your own house in your house, in your head, and you are not making a distance, you are not doing any work, according to science. But if you carry a small spoon over a distance, then you are working, according to science. I said, listen, you must do something. Everything multiplied by zero is zero. It's zero, no matter how large the number is. So he went with them. They went with God. And they were busy doing something. You must do something. And in verse 5, but as one of them was cutting the trees, listen to this. The iron axe head fell into the water. For those of us who understand science, even if we don't understand science, go and get a bowl of water in your house and drop a spoon, not plastic spoon, no, iron spoon inside the water. You will agree with me that the spoon will go down to the bottom of the sea. So look at this iron asset. It fell into the water. And I'm sure it will go down to the bottom of the sea. Then there was a problem. Then the son of the prophet cried out. He said, alas, master, for we borrowed this thing. How can the son of the prophet, how can they be borrowing equipment? They must have been suffering, they could not even afford to buy those things. I decree today, you will not beg to eat in Jesus' name. And lo and behold, Elisha knew what to do. Thank God they went with the man of God. So the man of God said to them, where did it fall? And they showed him the place. So he cut a stick. In scientific calculation, a stick is an insulator. In scientific calculation, the axe head is a metal. It has gone down to the bottom. There is no how a stick can get attracted with an axe head. Why? Well, when God is involved, impossibility becomes possible. In Luke chapter 1 verse 37, look what 37, we say, for with man, it might not be possible. But for with God, all things are possible. I decree by the mind of heaven, the God of possibilities about to visit somebody here. In the name of Jesus. Therefore, he said to them, he said what? They caught the stick. He threw the stick where he fell. And the stick that was an insulator was made, he made the iron float. The iron was attracted magnetically because God was involved in that scenario. This year, in the name of Jesus, God will journey with you in Jesus' name. Therefore, he said to them, pick it up yourself. And they reached it and they took it. What happened there? Their axe head was restored. I don't know what you have lost in your life. That the enemy has stolen from you by force and by fire. In the name that is above every name, whatever you have lost in the past, whether when you are 20 years old, whether when you are 30 years old, whether when you are a baby, the glory you have lost, if your ever is lost seven more times, recover automatically in the name of Jesus. Recover that tonight in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let me give another story. In 2 Kings chapter 8, we're talking about restoration. Oh Lord, restore my missing axe. In 2 Kings chapter 8, verse 1, the Bible says, Elisha spoke to the woman whose son was, that's the Shunammite woman, whose son was restored to life. He said, arise and go, you and your household, and stay wherever you can. For the Lord has commanded a famine, and furthermore, it will come upon the life for 7 years. It was the woman that sustained the man of God. And the man of God compensated the man through God. And the woman has no child before. But because the woman took care of the man of God, the man of God now prophesied. He said, by this time next year, you will embrace a child. And it was so. Now the child died, but God still brought the child back through the man of God. Amen. Though God now spoke to Elisha after that incident, that there will be famine in this land for 7 years. He now told the woman, please, you and your husband and your child, go away to anywhere you like. For there will be a famine in this land for 7 years. I pray for somebody here. In the name of Jesus, you will not suffer till you die. You will not suffer. In the name of Jesus. What happened? So the woman arose because he believed the man of God and did according to the saying of the man of God. And so he went with her, with an household, and dwelt in the land of Philistine for 7 years. Listen to this. And it came to pass, at the end of 7 years, the woman returned to the land of Philistine, from the land of Philistine. So she went to make an appeal to the king for her house and for her land. Can you imagine that? They've taken her house, they've taken her land, because she lived for 7 years. And lo and behold, the king now talked with Gehazi, that's the servant of the man of God, saying, tell me all the things that Elisha did, or the one that he has done. And Gehazi said, now it happened, as I was telling the king that he restored the dead to life. There was a woman whose son was restored to life. This is the woman appealing to the king for her house and the land. And the other said, my lord, O king, this is the particular woman that her son was restored by Elisha. The king said, is that true? Look at what the king said. And when the king asked the woman, she told him, yeah, it was true. So the king appointed, that's where I'm going now, a certain officer saying, today, restore all that was ours and all the proceeds of the field that from the day she left on the land up till now. I decree by the mandate of heaven, everything that belongs to you, that the powers of your fathers have set upon, in the name of Jesus, before the end of this year, recover in the name of Jesus. Recover all in the name of Jesus. But there is a warning here. Don't ever make any journey without going with the presence of God. It might be too dangerous. No wonder David said in his book, Psalm 51, verse 11, he said, cast me not away from your presence and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Cast me. So there is power in the presence of God. For God to restore what the enemy has stolen from you, you must carry God along with you. He said, cast me not away from your presence. No wonder Moses declared to the Lord, he said, God, I understand the assignment you are giving them to me. But one thing is sure, he said, I will not go until your presence go with me. And in verse 14 of Exodus 33, God said to him, my presence will go with you and I will give you rest. I am praying for somebody here. The presence of God will journey with you in the name of Jesus. And you shall have rest in the Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus. Beloved, what does us represent? It represents your destiny. It represents your health. Some people have lost their health. Some people have lost their business. Some people have lost their joy in the family. Some people have lost good things in their dreams. Some people have lost good connections. Some people have lost good partners. Some people have lost good opportunity. Some people have lost good information that they need for their life. But tonight I stand as an oracle of the Most High God. Because you are about to carry the presence of God with you, God will restore your loss. In the mighty name of Jesus, say, oh God of restoration, restore my loss in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, restore everything I've lost. Whether I know about it or not, it doesn't matter. Father, restore tonight. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, restore. In Jesus' Mighty name of prayer. Some people have lost good divine partner, like I said. Some people have lost opportunity that have gone past them. Some people have lost their divine connections. Some people have lost, they know they have talent, but these talents have been diminished. The gifts have tried. They are not on the platform to be sealed. I pray for somebody here. In the name of Jesus, the resources that you need, that will take you to the next level. If your heaven is loud, receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it, receive it. In Jesus' name we pray. No wonder. In John chapter 2 verse 25, the Bible says, for I will restore to you. I don't know that who you is. You want to put your name there. Shagun, I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm. He said, my great army, which I sent among you. If you don't have God on your side, there is no outcome and restore what you have lost. But tonight I stand on the rock of ages to make this declaration. I decree by the mandate of heaven, God will restore all your lost in the mighty name of Jesus. God will restore your lost in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, so they told you about Job. In Job chapter 1, Job lost everything. He lost the camel, he lost the donkey, he lost the she asses, he lost even 10 children. But one day, God opened chapter 42 for Job. Chapter 42, for 41 chapters, Job was struggling. But chapter 42 verse 10, the Bible says, and the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friend. I decree today, in the name of Jesus, as we intercede on behalf of people, that is another seed you must speak into soul. Don't pray for yourself alone. Pray for your people. Pray for your friends. Pray for your enemy. Pray for them. As you pray for them, God said he restored the Job's losses when he prayed for himself. And the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. You are going to pray like this. Say, oh Lord, my Father, everything I've lost in the past, tonight is my night. Restore them by fire. Many of us have lost connections. Today, in the name of Jesus, God is about to restore. He said, "Will restore." He is a word that cannot be changed. He will restore. 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 In Jesus' name, we pray. So, what do we need to do before we pray tonight? Number one, if you are not born again, you must call God and repent. Act 3:19 said, repent and be converted. Don't pretend it's only you and God. The Bible says the prayer of a sinner is an abomination. It's an abomination before the Lord. But if you truly want God to answer you, beloved, repent and be converted. Number two, what do we need to do? You cannot afford to be lazy and you want God to restore you. No. Get something to do. Do something. Do something. Be busy. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, sorry, when Samuel met David, David was not in the house. It was the brother that was in the house with the father. They said, are these all your children? He said, there remaining one in the farm. Why will it be David alone that will be in the farm with the sheep? No wonder anointing located him. Beloved, God does not use a lazy person. You need to do something. Be busy. Do something. Number three, avoid careless talk. Some people talk themselves out of destiny. Talk themselves out of breakthroughs. You are speaking 200 words in a minute. Why are you doing that? Avoid careless talk. Again, what do you need to do? You need to ask God for wisdom. Wisdom to do great things. Wisdom for the steps you need to take. Ask God for wisdom. And number five, what do you need to do? Avoid being distracted. There are so many things that disturb people today. People will be telling you, oh, this is what's happened, this is what happened to this one. What is your business? He said, look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. People will distract you. But you don't. And you need to do what? You need to pray without ceasing. You pray, Father, every good thing that has gone past me, restore them. And if you pray, you will now be sacrificial giving. If you can give all this thing together, I can guarantee you God will restore everything you have lost. But if you are here tonight before we pray the last prayer point, you have not surrendered your life to Christ, just lay your hands on your chest wherever you are and say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I know and I acknowledge that I am a sinner. I am sorry for the way I've lived my life. Now I've come back to you as a prodigal son, a prodigal daughter. Tonight, O Lord, help me. Tonight, O Lord, receive me back to your kingdom. I know I want to say bye-bye to sin and Satan. I want to serve the living God. As I'm telling you tonight, draw me back to your kingdom. Save me. Write my name in the book of life. And my life will never remain the same again. In Jesus' name we pray. Beloved, if you have just prayed the proper prayer with me, I will say congratulations to you. And I believe that you are welcome to the folks of who God, the Bible says, before they call, they will answer. And you will get to that river in the name of Jesus. So if you are here tonight, you have just surrendered your life to Christ, you need to grow in the Lord. You need to grow. On Monday, slightly 6 o'clock UK time, 6 p.m., join our Bible studies. When you join it, you will learn some things about the word of God. It's not about prayer alone. It's a prayer plus the word. You need to hear the word, and that's where we share the word consistently. And as you do so, the Lord will help you in the name of Jesus. And your life will never remain the same. And I stand thank God that you will begin to move forward. So you are gathered. I want to gather yourself to them and pray this prayer point without power, with power and apology, without apology to any power. To shout it with your maximum voice. I don't know what you have lost. Before I decree to you tonight, before we share the grace, I believe the angel of God is right in and beside you to restore all your losses. Gather your strength tonight and pray this prayer point. Just one prayer point, loud and clear. Say, everything I've lost in my life that is meant to make me great in destiny. Whether I know about them or not, be restored tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. According to Joel chapter 2 verse 25, he said, I will restore to you the years can come of eating. Open your mouth and pray. Father, whatever I've lost, oh yeah, restore. Oh yeah, restore. Father, restore. Father, restore. Father, restore. Are you restored tonight? In the name of Jesus. Father, restore tonight. Father, restore tonight. In the name of Jesus. Whatever my children has lost, whatever my wife has lost, Father, restore them. The job opportunity that you have lost as a result of pandemic, oh, you are giving restore. Be restored, restore. Be restored, restore, restore. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I want you to ask God, what is it? Where exactly is true is pinching you? Which area of your life do you want God to do restoration? Oh, it's over to you now. Ask God tonight. Pray. A closed mouth is a closed destiny. The angel of God is standing beside you. If you close your mouth, it's up to you. Father, restore me back, O Lord. Restore to me that joy of my salvation. And the new right spirit within me. Cast me not away. Cast me not away from your presence. So Lord, let you know. Pray. Take not your Holy Spirit from you. Restore to me that joy of my salvation and renew thy spirit within me. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. I pray for somebody here that you which you have just asked the Lord. Before the end of this month, expect your testimonies. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree by the mandate of heaven, any power that I say no to the glory of God in your life, the power shall be wasted. 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 In the name of Jesus, I pray for that sister. The miracle that need to happen, that your mockers will be silenced forever. If your heaven is loud, it shall happen this month in the name of Jesus. Remember, this month has been declared as the month of divine surprise. And I decree today, in the name of Jesus, whether you believe it or not, heaven will surprise you this night. It will surprise you. This month will surprise you. You will end this year better than the way you started. In the mighty name of Jesus, I cover you with the blood of Jesus. And I pray for everyone on the line tonight, including myself and my family, in your family, in your life, in the name of Jesus, end of the year tragedy will never locate us. In the name of Jesus, come and serve the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen, 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 in Jesus' name. Don't forget, again on Thursday, we are meeting again by the grace of God, the same time, 10 p.m. UK time, 11 p.m. Nigeria time. And just any other country, calculate your timing. but 10 p.m. UK time. 10 o'clock, we meet like this. Now, we pray with us as we do so, as we join in, invite somebody, your life will never remain the same. And we share the grace of fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and receive fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. For what the Lord has done tonight, and the person with the first and the fastest miracle shouts a seven thunderous hallelujah. I want to go. Hallelujah. 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 God bless you all in Jesus' name.